Yes, this is Bob Pliska in Perkinsville, West Virginia. You know that my eyesight's been failing, and one of our neighbors has been reading some of the material that I normally would read. She has an article today that we wanted to go over where they are treating human bodies for composting. Jeannie, you want to go ahead and give us the article there?
Yeah, this is an article from The Wanderer by Barbara Simpson, and she says, abortion has been in the headlines across the country with new laws concerning if and when and how it should or would be carried out. Is a fetus a life or a person or just a blob of tissue that can be discarded? What happens when it is a late-term abortion, when what is removed from the mother isn't lifeless, but in fact is a living, breathing individual? Can it be killed, left to die, or cared for to survive? If, in fact, the fetus remains lifeless for whatever reason, what should be done with that lifeless form? The Trump administration has stated it wants the remains to be properly buried, and traditional religions support that preference. Those with looser religious beliefs seem to have no preference for treating the remains of aborted babies with any care that would respect their humanity. And speaking of respecting the humanity of remains, how about this from the state of Washington? It has become the first state which has legalized, quote, green funerals, end quote. And it should not surprise anyone that a key reason for it is environmentalism. A green funeral is one which makes human remains, it mixes human remains with straw and wood chips, then using the mixture in soil to act as a compost. It's the result of research into human composting by Recompose, a Washington-based firm which says the process is more affordable and more environmentally friendly than traditional burials or cremation. The Association of Funeral Directors in Washington supports the new law, as does the National Association. Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed the law to legalize human composting as well as liquid cremation, also called alkaline hydrolysis, which involves heat, pressure water, and chemicals. The Washington Times reported that alkaline hydrolysis is available in at least 19 states, so it appears that these funeral changes have been going on almost under the news radar. Who knew? It's no surprise the announcement of the new law drew criticism from the Catholic Church. The issue is the treatment of the deceased. While the Church now allows cremation, after years of not, the basic concern of the religion is treating the dead with respect for their humanity. A green funeral involves putting the body in a vessel, covering it with wood chips and straw until it breaks down and can be put into the earth to mix with normal soil for growth of plants. Katrina Spade is the founder and CEO of Recompose and says, nature is really good at death. In an interview with the Washington Times, she said the idea for human composting came from a friend who discussed developments in the decompostation of cows, which employed wood chips, alfalfa, and straw.
Now, we have this idea, one, to correct maybe a misunderstanding. One, the church always allowed the cremation, but preferred burial. You know, in the Middle Ages when we had the Black Plague, cremation was necessary. And whenever it's necessary, it was certainly allowed. It wasn't really totally prohibited. It was frowned upon or discouraged because it might get the idea that the human body is not a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so they prefer the burial. Now, Jeannie, you had a couple of additions you wanted to make. Go ahead.
The author, Barbara Simpson, goes on to say, I have a thought. Instead of charging people over $5,000 to fancy up what is done with dead cows, just dig a pit, dump the human bodies in, cover them with hay and chips, and voila, compost for the farms. Yes, she says, I'm being sarcastic. But this is just another example of the atheistic views that are permeating our culture and how the grace of religion is being wiped out by secular governments and politicians who think they know what is best for the rest of us. Hey, people, it's time to speak out. No, shout out and say no. Human life and human beings have more value than dead cows. And, she says, I speak as someone who loves animals.
We wanted to mention that something struck me the other day when we were talking about the devaluation of life. About 20-some-odd years ago, in front of Bill Clinton and Al Gore, there was a lady that came over from India. You may know her as Mother Teresa. You may also know her as Saint Teresa of Calcutta. She said, if you can't protect the baby in the womb, how are you going to protect people on the street? And look at what's happened. El Paso, Pittsburgh, Dayton, etc., etc. So it's sort of come to pass that the idea of secularism, relativism, and just forget there's any such thing as a supreme being, and you get composting of the bodies. Or let's toss them in with the cows and we'll have more fertilizer. So you better shout out, as the article says, when you hear some of these crazy ideas that are being listed by presidential candidates, particularly from the Democratic Party. There's so many of them, it's hard to keep track. So in the meantime, think it over. Do you want to be tossed in with wood chips and hay and a little dirt? And or do you want to be hydrolytized with some water and chemicals to make a fertilizer that's liquid? Maybe, you know, there was a movie that Charles Heston really loved that he was in. It was called the Green Solution, I think it was. Anyway, people at 35 or 40, they would turn themselves in, presumably to get a new body, and they would be turned into food products, namely some sort of a green substance you could drink, sort of a pick-me-up vitamin super cocktail. Gee, we really loved that movie because he thought we were heading that way with this relativism that was in progress at that time. In the meantime, just a few things for you to think about. God be with you all out there. From the Holy Spirit Study, is WHMG 98.7 out of Purgatville, West Virginia. God bless you all, and God be with you forever. Bye-bye.